It's Girl Scout cookie time. The troops sell the cookies to raise money for all kinds of activities. APRN's Dave Waldron found a troop in Anchorage that uses the funds for a unique and futuristic purpose.
Girl Scout Troop 9170 is not your typical group of Girl Scouts. They go by the name Electronically Overdressed Senoritas, and they use their funds raised from selling cookies to build robots.
Samoas, please.
Okay.
Today, the senoritas are doing more than just selling Samoa cookies. Sabrina, Lillian, Leilani, and Jalen are putting on a display of their robot.
That's our robotics table. Our robotics table is for the robot that we program to complete various missions.
The display, roughly the size of a pool table, is filled with obstacles and various items. The robot, which I was told ahead of time was made of Legos, turns out to be way more complicated than I was expecting.
We have to take out the quilts and make sure they line up with the other two blue quilts. And then we come over here and we hit the service dog, and then we have to get the service dog into base. And then we also grab the broken chair, and we have to pull that chair into base and fix the chair and push it back out under the table.
Wow, how do you get it to be so precise?
Well, we have to program it on the computer, and then we download it to the brain of the robot. It's all about math and calculations.
The robot looks sort of like a mini Mars rover, and it's the one the senoritas used earlier this year in the LEGO Robotics State Invitation, a tournament composed of more than 90 teams from across Alaska. The senoritas came in second place overall and won the category Best Robot Performance.
Because they did so well, they qualified to go down to a national competition at Legoland down in Carlsbad, California. And that's why we're here today selling the Girl Scout cookies, so we can raise the money necessary to get down there.
That's Bruce Sexauer, the troop's coach. He says the girls need about another $7,000 to meet their goal for the trip that would take place in mid-May. That helps keep their minds off the pressure of competing on a national stage to an extent, but not entirely.
I'm kind of nervous about it just because, you know, it's kind of like you're in a state competition and you know that you're a state champion, but then you're going against all, like, these state champions, and so it's kind of really kind of scary.
Also, it's kind of scary because there's only two people allowed up on the stage, and it's kind of freaky because you're like, okay, I want my teammates near me, but they're not allowed, and you're just like so nervous because you're in front of this whole crowd of people.
Adding to the pressure is the fact that they will not only be the lone Alaskan team competing, but they'll be the first Girl Scout troop in the history of the championship to enter the event. Still, the team is excited.
We're hoping that we can bring back like a trophy and kind of make our state proud.
The goal that we put out is that we want to come back with a trophy from the national competition and not just have a participation medal, but just even that is cool enough, you know, being able to go down and represent, but our goal is to come back with a trophy.
I'm liking their chances. After all, their robot comes equipped with a cannon.
This is like a little, sort of like a mini gun, and when you pull this trigger back, this thing shoots out of the cannon.
Hey!
For APRN, I'm Dave Waldron.